K-E-8-L-Q-T. This is Whiskey Alpha 4 Lima, Lima, Lima.
W-D-A-D-X Mobile 14714, good morning.
Well, good morning. Everybody else is closed. I'm surprised you're out on the road. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
I got too much work to do to be closed. To be honest with you, O'Brien Road is maybe got a half inch of snow on it. That's about it. It's really not that bad out here. I mean, you can feel the wind and whatever, but visibility is fine. And, you know, I think people have gotten soft over the years, my friend.
Well, that or, you know, they don't want to get sued for, you know, opening schools or whatever. I think they should change the web crawler on the bottom of 7 and 4 to say which schools are open, because the list takes about a half an hour to scroll through.
Oh, I bet. So, I know is we're on our way, and it really doesn't look that bad out here. Now, granted, I'm only talking, I've only been maybe a mile from the house now, but still. Oh, shoot. All I know, like I say, I've got 2 days, and I'm going to take our three best guys on the job, and we're going to try to build a car, a full police car, in 2 days. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, let's see. Three good people, 2 days. That seems doable, as long as you don't run into missing parts and pieces. That always seems to be the bugaboo.
And that is the biggest thing. I think we're missing a couple pieces, but if we can pretty much have everything laid out and installed other than those couple pieces, I'd be okay with that. I'd consider that a win. So we don't have a radar for the new one, and we're missing a what's called a swing arm for the computer, which is not, again, it's not a critical part, as in we can build all the way up to it and around it and not actually stop us from anything. So being that both parts are the same way, I think we're in pretty good standing at this point.
Yeah, sorry, I'm distracted. I'm watching the county plow. Well, he's coming off the county road onto the state highway. He does kind of an interesting turnaround. He's got to do a three-point turn at the T intersection. It's pretty entertaining. The winds up here are rattling the cages. I don't know where that term comes from, rattling the cages, but the wind is definitely doing that.
What's been kind of interesting is I'm working my way towards Traverse City. You can see, the old dust devils in the summer. Got a lot of that going on out here this morning in the snow. But again, it's not stopping anything. There really isn't that much snow. I snowblowed last night, and I might have gotten an extra half inch or so, maybe an inch of snow since last night, so really very minor amount of snow since about 7 o'clock last night. I think a lot of it, if they didn't take care of the snow last night, that's where your problem is, because when I got home, I probably had about 5-6 inches in the driveway, but still wasn't too bad to clean up.
Well, looking out at my backyard, the wind has filled in all of my footprints out to my wood piles. So the wind has been more rather than actual new snowfall. At least that's my house.
That's kind of what I'm seeing out here. Places where it's known for its drifting, you got drifts out into the road from where they plowed yesterday. But again, it's inch, 2 inch maybe, not anything that's going to stop you from driving. I'm in two-wheel drive, so I'm not anywhere near concerned, so. Oh, shoot. But anyway, It's going to be a good day. I am saying this now. It is going to be a good day. There you go.
Yeah, I'm watching this county Class A big truck here and trying to figure out the green lights. Now, some of them, I won't call it that they strobe on and off, but when they're on, the LED is actually fast strobing while it's in the on position. Does that kind of make sense? It's when it's on, it's not really on all the time. It's a very fast flash.
That's actually pretty typical. There are, with the new LED loader out there, they have what they call flash patterns. And it can be a single flash where it's just an on and then off, like what you're used to. Or it can be a what they call a double, where it comes on and it basically comes on and flashes twice. A quad, or and I mean, they can even go as far as what they call a warp, which is just ungodly. But they have different patterns. So basically, it comes on and spins and it shuts off. And if they have them synced with most lights, you can have them where they do the crisscross pattern between lights, or just alternating where the left is on, then the right is on, and back to the left. I have found a lot of
Hey, that sounds right, but you must be getting into the valley. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. We'll listen for you over on maybe the 86.
I'll get it. Yeah, good life.
Give me 84 Triple Lima. From KEA LQT. Good morning. Hello, Whiskey Alpha 4 Triple Lima. Morning from KEA LQT. Morning, this is KEA LQT for radio chat, please.
NAYSS, it is working.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you very much. Have a great morning. KALQG, over and out.
Where are you located? This is John in Grayling.
Okay, John, I'm a newbie at this. I'm in Petoskey. And I have a friend, I live in the villages in Florida. A good friend about a block away is kind of a pro at this. We're trying to configure this little cell phone to be able to work up here. And I know he successfully programmed it to the Krauss Tower through the All-Star system, but I'm sitting here in Petoskey.
Ball fangs are, well, depending on which model you've got, but they're kind of notorious for being hard to program from the keypad. It's a lot easier with the software. I don't know, which model do you have there?
Oh, yeah, John, yeah, I found that out. That may be why it's $35. I mean, it works pretty good. You can't get a program, but yeah, my friend has been a software you're talking about, and yeah, he did extensive work on this before I came up here. It's a UV Uniform Victor. That's Uniform Victor 5 Romeo, 5R Romeo.
Oh yeah, there is a pile of them out there. I've got a couple of them. They're inexpensive, you know, they're not the best for signal rejection, you know, adjacent channel. But, you know, for starting out, they're pretty nice. If you're in a place where you might break the thing or you get thrown by water, something like that, there, you know, there's not much of a risk, and it gives you an idea. But yeah, if you use a Chirp, works pretty good with those for programming the UV5. The UV5 software that Bofang puts out is not the best. I've tried it. I've tried both, actually. But Chirp works pretty good. You get a cable of Amazon, actually, that will work pretty good.
Yeah, I like the fact that I've only got, well, I don't even have $35 invested, because when I first got into this, I lived in Howell for the last 5 years, and the group up there, one of the guys gave it to me, and I think what I did, I did buy another one at Amazon, so I could, I tried to make them work as walkie-talkies for my girlfriend, which that didn't work too good. It didn't last more than about 3 miles. But so, yeah, I guess I do have $35 invested, but yeah. But I think that, for what it is, you can, get something done at least, yeah. And I think...
Yeah, 3 miles radio, simplex, radio to radio might be a bit of a stretch, depending on the terrain. But through a repeater, that shouldn't be much of a problem. And you've got a couple of nice ones up there, actually half a dozen nice ones. The 6.8, I don't know, are you coming in on the 1.9?
Let me see here. I don't know about 1.9. I know it's on Kraus Road, which is, Kraus Road runs north and south, east of Petoskey. I don't know, maybe a couple, 3 miles or so. Where my son's house is, probably pretty darn close to it, because he's up here on Lockwood Avenue, which is up the hill up Mitchell. I don't know if you're familiar with Petoskey, but it's up the hill and towards Kraus there, Kraus Road. But that does sound familiar. I think you said something about 1.9. By the way, on my last transmission, John, it was like I might have got a little too winded. The thing cut me off. It says transmission ended. So that's a new one.
Well, I'm not sure what happened. It might be the batteries. I'm kind of notorious for using the radio and then having it to drop out because it just doesn't have enough loop because the batteries need to be recharged. So I'm on a base station. It's actually a mobile app mounted above my desk here. I was just checking some things here. What I need to do today, looking at the weather, I happen to be here and I flipped on the radio just kind of get an idea. What was going on out there for the snow, I'm not too sure how much we got here in Grayling. I'm thinking probably somewhere around 3 or 4 inches. It doesn't look like it's like 6 like they thought it was. So we'll find out here. I don't think my road got plowed yet, but I got all-wheel drive, so I'm pretty sure I'll be able to get through. Might be a little slow going for a bit, but we'll see. By the way, congratulations to getting into the amateur radio. Yes, and I do get up in Petoskey occasionally. Lockwood sounds familiar, so I've probably been on it, and I know some of the hams up there in Petoskey. NHYSS for ID. Name here is John Juliet Ocean November.
Okay. Thanks, John. I'm wondering, I think I might have release the pressure on the push-to-talk button. Maybe that's why I lost it. It said the transmission over. We got a dust-up last night. I don't know, an inch or two up here. And I got more yesterday, actually. So I don't think it's any worse today for driving than it was yesterday. So, you know what? You must be on a different repeater because, Grayling's quite a ways south of here, but I think that my friend told me that I would be actually touching up to 11 repeaters up here in northern Michigan. I think that's what he said.
Well, repeaters can be standalone or they can be linked. And you're on a linked repeater system. I am coming in on the Fairview or Mayo 146-700, or some of folks refer to it as the Mighty 700. And this is linked to a series of repeaters. The 19, I know, is one of them. There might be a 440 machine up there, too. There's one over Indian River. I think it's 14676. I've got all of them that are on the system. It's a good system. I know some of the guys that maintain it. By the way, I'm going to pretty soon have to jump out because I got to cook some breakfast here for my wife and myself.
Oh, that's pretty important. Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for coming back, John. Good talking with you, and I'm sure we'll talk again. But, you must be on a connected repeater because that's too far from here, from where you are. All right, well, thanks for the time, and I think what we say is 73. KELQT, over and out. Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Yes, I get up. If you're here for the winter, I occasionally get up on the Petoskey machine as I travel up there. One of the reasons I got an amateur radio is I'm an outside salesman for an industrial supplier. So it got kind of boring just listening to broadcast radio. So I got into amateur radio, and I've enjoyed it ever since. Been a ham over 30 years now. So I occasionally get on the machine up there and talk to some of the local hams up there. Dirk and Richard, a couple of them that I talked to. So we shall see you. 7-3, stay warm, and have a Merry Christmas. It's YSS.
Yes, well, KELQT.
Echo 8, Lima, Quebec, Tango. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Lima, Lima, Lima. How do you copy?
This is KELQT, loud and clear, loud and clear.
All right, I got to press for the button, okay. Yeah, it sounds great. Okay, this is over the All-Star Network, and I think, there must be another radio on. That's the phone. Okay. So, well, you're coming in loud and clear here, and I think we've got everything set now appropriately, and it looks like it was just my transceiver, my handheld transceiver. And I do recall earlier on when I was talking with folks down in Kissimmee with it, they kept saying that my audio was low way back when. That would have been about a year ago. So anyhow, I'm using my Kenwood TV71A, and so everything sounds pretty good then on your end. Back to you.
Yeah, Jeff, it sounds very strong, maybe even stronger than anything else I've heard from anyone else, actually. I mean, it's that dramatic and that solid and loud. So that's really cool. So I'm getting ready to, I'm going to head out in about 20 minutes or so to meet with my son for lunch, or a half hour, I guess. I got about a half hour yet to go. So you have time to walk me through making the changes on this radio that we need?
I'll tell you what, I'll take a look at that next, since I've been working on this. And then when we get back together, whenever that may be, later this afternoon or this evening, whatever, we'll have that. We'll do that for you. Also, I just wanted to let you know that my Raspberry Pi RF All-Star is working really, really well. Did you want to get one sometime?
You mean, do I want to get a Raspberry Pi?
I was just razzing you. You know, this is actually yours. Okay. Anyway, you go ahead, enjoy, and we'll catch you. I'll be back here this afternoon, probably like around 2 o'clock onward. So I'll be here the rest of the day. And I'll go ahead and look that up. It's going to be quick. And then whenever we meet again, sometime today or this evening, whenever you have availability sometime after 2, we'll go ahead and do that. Anyway, enjoy, have fun, and we'll talk to you later. So, KEALQT, this is Whiskey Alpha 4, Lima, Lima, Lima. We'll be out and disconnecting from All-Star.
Yeah, I'm trying to sharpen up on my humor skills. Yeah, you tried that on me once before. Raspberry, all right. Thanks a lot for taking the time, and we'll hook up here, later this afternoon or something, and enjoy your day and the weather. KEALQT, signing off.
This is KE8WSK Mobile Monitoring.
KE8LLL and KE8LQG. Are you out there, Jeff?
Kilo Echo 8LQT. This is Whiskey Alpha 4LLL.
Hey, this is KE8LQT. Hey, Jeff, this is Daniel.
I thought that might be. It doesn't sound like you got there. Anyway, nice to meet you. That's number one. You're coming through here nice and loud and clear all the way down here to the villages, Florida. Very good. So what do you think about this ham thing? Something you'd like to get into?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's incredibly more complex than I thought, which is kind of intriguing, actually. I think my biggest interest in it is, I'm curious if the internet goes down or something, if it affects these. My dad was kind of mentioning something, so I would like to learn more about its true capability in the event of, a blackout or something. Like, what is actually required infrastructure-wise to run these?
Well, so there's a way to do that, and there's a couple ways, actually. So we can definitely get into that. But, one way would be to just go RF, in other words, antenna to antenna, your antenna and your dad's antenna, and talk directly between each other. And all it requires is a transceiver and also a battery. And then, the battery backup system runs your equipment. So the internet can go down and the phone lines can go down, the mobile system can go down, and you can still communicate to each other. Back to you, WA4AAA.
Hey, yeah, that's really cool to hear about. Definitely something to look into. And yeah, no, it's a cool concept. I'm glad my dad connected with you and got into this, because, I mean, obviously I hope we never actually have to use it, but it was really cool to hear about the real-life example of 9/11 from you. So obviously we could have to use it, but even if we don't, it is a really cool hobby.
That is great, and yeah, it is, and most definitely, I will make sure that your dad gets to that point where both of you can do that. I'll work on him on that problem. I got him this far, so we'll get him the rest 4RRR with KE8LQT. So, as I said, you're coming in really nice and clear down here, and, you know, you're going through what's called, well, down on this way, you're going through the All-Star system, which is, a digital system, and it, you know, converts the analog to digital, and then it goes through the internet, goes up there, and then gets converted back to audio, and that's what you're listening to, and vice versa. So, it's quite a system, and I'm sure that your dad's going to have fun with that when he gets into it down here. He's got a little microcomputer called a Raspberry Pi, and then he's got a little device that is able to get signals from his radio and back again. So it's quite a system. I'll give it back to you. KE8LQTWA4TO.
All right, well, that's really exciting stuff. Thanks for the it is really fun. I look forward to learning more about it. But I guess with that, I'll give it back to you. KE8LQT, over and out.
All right, sounds good. Thanks. It was nice to have met you, and I'm sure we'll chat again. So anyway, Mark, I've got to run. Sri wants to head out somewhere for dinner, I guess, so we'll be doing that. And I'll chat with you later sometime, maybe this evening. This is WA4LL. We'll be out and disconnecting from the repeater system. Back to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for taking the time with Daniel and that. It helped a lot. Really appreciate it. 73's KE8LQT. We're over and out.